Morning. We're holding today's Avodah Brachos of Nun Beis. We are holding right after the Mishnah on Nun Aleph Amud Beis. So we had a list in the Mishnah of eight machlokes between Mishama and Basil related to the suit. Of course, there's many more machlokes in Mishama and Basil, even in this Mesechta, definitely through Rashas. But in this particular conversation, it was all related to things that we do during the suit, many of which we're going to see in today's daf relate specifically to Tuma and Tara. Okay, says the Mar, Tanar Bani. We learned in a brisa. The things that are between contention between Misham Bisil and Basuda. Misham Aimer Mavarch Ala Yayim Bach Mavarch Ala Yayim. Misham says you make a bracha first on the day, and then you make a bracha on the wine. So if you have Kiddush for Shabbos or Yom Tov, first you make a bracha on the Shabbos or Yom Tov, then you make a bracha on the wine. Of course, we do opposite because we do like Basil. Says the Gemara, why? What's Misham's logic? She Yayim Gurim Liayin Jiavai. Ukvar Kiddush Hayayim Vadayin Liayin Liabas. So you're saying two things. First of all, the day is what's causing the wine to come. Why are we drinking wine? Because it's a special day. So let's make a bracha on the day first. And more than that, the day started, the day of Yom Tov, Shabbos is starting before you've actually had the wine yet. So it makes sense. There's two reasons why the bracha on day should precede the wine. First of all, it's the cause of this whole bracha situation. And second of all, because the day's Kedusha is already here. So sanctify the day first, then the wine. And then make a bracha on wine. No. You make a bracha on the wine, then you make a bracha on the day. Because you're making this bracha kedusha through the wine. The wine is your hechatimtza to sanctify the day, which is interesting because we're going to see. We'll speak on a moment in general. It's a separate topic. We do make kiddush also in Shemoneh Esrei. Right, we know in Shemoneh Esrei we do say kiddush, so it's not like you can't say kiddush ayim. Right, on a biblical level, lachar yaitzik kiddush with Shemoneh Esrei. Now you say kiddush al kais, but yaitzik kiddush Shemoneh Esrei. Still, Beis Hillel is saying that the mice of the way we make kiddush, it'll be more understandable according to the Mechas Chinuch. We're going to quote in a few moments, but the way we make kiddush is we make kiddush through wine. Since we make kiddush through wine, therefore it makes sense to make the bracha on the wine first, and then vachach var al yayim. Then you make a bracha on the day. Shayayin gaim shlekdusha demer davar acher. Another explanation for Beis Hillel: brichas yayin tadira u brichas yayim ain tadir. What's more common? Wine you can have every day of the week. Theoretically, you could have wine multiple times a day, right? You can make a burpee guffin much more often than the bracha of Shabbos or the bracha of Yantiv. Tadir, v'sheinu tadir. When you have a bracha that's common, a bracha that's not as common, what's the halacha? The tadir is kaidim. And therefore, brichas and tadira, brichas and tadira, tadir, sheinu tadir, tadir kaidim, v'alacha k'divrei Basil. Says the Gemara, and halacha is like divrei Basil, that what? That we make a bracha on the yayin first, then on the day, which is of course what we use till today. Not to confuse, we say yayim hashishi, right? That's not part of the bracha. It's a nice hakdam, it's a nice preface to kiddush, but it's not really part of the bracha. The bracha starts with burpee agafen, and then you go into the bracha of Shabbos. Mai dav achar. Correct. Mai dav achar. What is Basil's need for Devracher? Why did Basil need Devracher? He said the reason why I'm making Kiddush right now, the way you're doing it, is through wine. Therefore, wine goes first. Why didn't he need a second svar of Tadvish and Tadr? The reason is because Beisham already had two reasons. So you're going to say Shammai has two reasons. Beisham has two reasons. Basil has one reason. So maybe Beisham should win. Hasam Tarti Vachada. Therefore, we added a second reason according to Basil as well. Birchaz and Tadir, the Birchaz and is Tadr. Or Birchaz and Tadir, whereas the Birchaz of the day is not Tadir. Tadvish and Tadr. Tadr Kaidim. We have a klal. Tadvish and fine. Now, before we go further, there's a very basic question between Yeshua asked. Nice lumdish question. You're right, we have a cloud tadir v'shein tadir, common and less common, the common goes first. But do we not take into account which is raisa and which is drabanan? The bracha we've spoken about throughout this mesechta, the bracha that we make on food, brichasana, before we eat, is drabanan. Even though we make kavuchaymer, kishusavim avarach, kishurav lekoshkein, and after eating, we know you make a bracha biblically, v'chalta v'savata v'rachta, but throughout this mesechta, we don't consider the bracha v'shein to be deraisa, we consider it to be a din derabanan. Kiddush on Shabbos Yantiv is deraisa. Zachar Shabbos Akachay, the source for Kiddush, is deraisa. So you're right, maybe the bracha of Bar Pira Gafen is tadir, more common, more frequent, than the bracha of Kiddush. But Kiddush is deraisa, and Gafen is derabanan. Do you say tadir v'shein tadir, tadir kaidim, a rabbinic tadir, which is more common, more frequent, takes precedence over a deraisa, which is less frequent? Does that make sense? Chertz Taka Kasha. Pnei Yeshua asks us as a Kasha Nagamara. Answers Pnei Yeshua, you're right. It must be we're talking, and this really gets to the conversation that we touched on a few moments ago. It must be we're talking about where he already was Yetzir Kiddush deraisa. And how's that? When he davens in shul. Most times people daven in shul, and the Yetzir Kiddush deraisa. Chertz, I don't know if Pnei Yeshua says that's exactly that Knech. But the case, we're talking about a case, where the person is already yetsa kiddush daraisa, and therefore he has in front of him now kiddush ala kais drabanan, and he has the din of drinking grape juice or wine, which is the bracha on grape juice or wine, which is drabanan. So two drabanan, tad v'shen tader, tad v'kaidem, gishmak answer from the Bnei Yeshua. However, this really opens up a big can of worms, which is what I have to speak about right now for 14 seconds. Also, the rest of the day is going to be much more focused on Vatara. We're not going to be speaking on much, we're just going to be teaching the Gemara, because it's nice cheshbon in and of itself. But a general question that the Achronim asked, the Magen Avraham asked a question, the Yehuda's question, others have a question. We come up from Shul Friday night, and we make Kiddush, and we're Moitzi our wives, right? How? When we daven in Shul, we already were Yetzah, Kiddush Araisa. We said in Shemar Esrei, Kiddush Araisa. So if the wives, this actually brought down, we spoke to that in the past, I forgot where the Kaddish Center from, there was a minig in some of the communities where the women were not so particular about davening, they barely ever davened. They would daven, certainly not Myriv, they would daven specifically when? Myriv Friday night. For this very reason. Why? Because the husband comes home from shul, he was ready to kiddush derayso. His kiddush al kais is only to be yaitzik kiddush al kais, the inyan of al kais, which is rabbinic. Kishmak masud, the kiddush al kais. The wife has a kiddush, she has a chiv kiddush derayso. How is the husband, who's only mechiv derabanan, being maitz derayso? Now, he could come up with a svar of arvis. There's a machlekes nirshayim when we say arvis from a man to a woman. That's why often when you have, you're being made to a woman in certain things, you try to have a woman make the bracha on behalf of the other woman, not a man, because it's a shayla. That's a question that there's arvis for anisha. So again, so the question is, assuming there's no arvis, and arvis is helpful here, how is a man who's already only mechuyev rabbinically being made to his wife, who's mechuyev biblically? This is a question it's a big topic. So mitzvah chinuch is mechad. There's different answers. Again, arvis is one answer, another answer is woman daven. Themselves, that'll be a second solution. A third answer brought is by the Michas Chinuch, and this is what we also alluded to before. Michas Chinuch says that once the Chacham were Masakin, at the way to make Kiddush on Friday night is ala kais, that's the Kiddush, people's minds are no longer being Yetza with the Kiddush in Shul. I think he says even a step further, even if you want to be Yetza, you're not, because the Chacham came and said there's a new, they established, even though again, the din Kiddush is Deraisa, and the Deraisa just mentioned Shabbat should be enough, the Chacham, by establishing a specific Nusach for Kiddush, they've created now that the way to be Yetzir Kiddush is specifically ala kais with that Nusach. He also mentions that in Shemar Esrei and Davening, we don't mention Zechiyos Yisiyos Mitzrayim. That we don't mention. And Kiddush we do. It's missing that element too. Once you don't have the elements of the Chacham Masakin in Kiddush, you're not Yetzir, not just on a rabbinic level, you're not Yetzir Kiddush with your Shemar Esrei and Shul, even on a day Raisa level, you're not Yetzir. And therefore the husband can write to the wife. That's a third answer. Again, the first answer is women daven themselves. Second answer could be arvis. Third answer is that they were taken not yetzah, even as men, we're not yetzah because we're not doing the exactness of chachamim. It's really a fourth answer. That's not so much that we're not yetzah, it's that we don't want to be yetzah. It's a little bit, and the mitzvah may even bring this far, but it's a little bit less extreme. It's not that we're not yetzah because chachamim established a way to do it. We don't want to be yetzah. We all know, we're going home. No, in shul. You're the one saying it. It's not about covering your ears. You're the one saying it's Shemar Esrei. But we know that we're going home to make Kiddush al Kais. Since I know I'm going home to make Kiddush al Kais, which is the optimal way to be yetzah Kiddush with the Rabbanans, with the Raisas, with all possibilities. So I purposely am not being yetzah with my Kiddush that I'm making in Shemar Esrei. It's the fourth option. Just getting back to the chinuch, that would throw a little bit of a monkey wrench in the Bnei Yeshua's answer. Because Bnei Yeshua was answering that we had a question. How do you think tadir of Geffen takes precedence over wine, over the bracha, over the kiddush, hayyim? Because it's more common, but kiddushim is daraisa, and the brichas anen is only darabanan. So yes, answer Bnei Yeshua, that would throw my case where he already was yaitza kiddush daraisa, and he's only making kiddush now. He's only making Kiddush Drabanan also, so it's two Drabanans. But according to Mechas Chinuch, the way to be Yetzir Kiddush Deraisa is Ala Kais. So Yitak is still talking about Deraisa, and a Brechas Zeh was Drabanan, you should still have the Pei Yeshua's Kasha, L'Chaira, according to the Mechas Chinuch. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Halacha de Brisil. We send in the Brisa. Halacha is like the Brisil. We're at the bottom of the Nalfa Maze. Halacha is like the Brisil. Pshita. Hanaf Kabasko. We know the Basil came in and declared Halacha is like Brisil. What's the Brisa adding with those words? Ibai same kind of Baskel. So just talking before the Baskel. Ibai same lacha Baskel. However, for Rabbi Shuhi da Amar, Amish Kirchen, Bebaskel. Either we're talking about before the Baskel, and therefore the Brisa had to say Halacha is like Brisil because the Baskel hadn't come out yet. Or the Baskel already happened, but the famous second time is Mesechta referring to the Machlekes by the oven, very good. Bamitzia by Tana Shachnai and Bamitzia Nuntes. Rabbi Shua over there says, I don't care about Baskels. Let Bishmayami. So just because Baskel called up Halachas like Basil doesn't mean that we don't have to say factually in our Baisa over here that Halachas like Basil. So again, therefore, our Baisa ends off and says, Halachas like Basil. Then what do? We talk to the Halachas like Maisa. We make a Bar Piagafim first, and then we make Kiddush Allah. Then we say Kiddush Hayayim afterwards. Okay. Now this next Gemara's question is actually not really a difficult cheshbon, but it requires just some background. Our mission explained the machlekes Beisham and Beis Hillel legabe. When a person has one cup of wine, let's say for benching and for Abdullah, so we had a machlekes that whether you make a bracha on the yayin, then the ner, then the besam, which by the way, we know, of course, we do besamim, then ner, right? Our mission means both according to Beisham and Beis Hillel. You're doing the ner before the besamim. And the machlekes just says, where we plug in Abdullah and where we plug in the Brichas Hamazon. That's the Machlokes B'Sham B'Sil and our Mishnah. And really, because that's going according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir's version of the Machlokes B'Sham B'Sil is the version we have in our Mishnah. There's going to be a version of Machlokes on Amud Beis. That's Gemara's going to reference it now, but it really comes up at the bottom of today's daf, towards the end, on Amud Beis and Beis, where the whole Machlokes is not about Avdallah and Mazon. That's for sure on the outskirts. The Machlokes is between Ner and Besamim, what goes first? And Beishame says, Ner goes first. Like Reb Meir holds according to both Beishame and Beis, but Beis Hillel says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Shita of Yehuda holds that Beis Hillel says, Besama goes first. And the easy way to remember is because that's what we do. We make Besama first. Every month of Shabbos, Besama, then Ner. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Aliba de Beis Hillel. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Aliba de Beis Hillel. So the question now, the Mar is going to lay down a question now, and part of the cheshbon of the question is going to be, are we going in the Machlekes Beisham and Beis Hillel according to our Meir, which is like our Mishnah, or like a Behuda? But again, not very complicated, just have to have this idea that there's two different versions of the Machlekes Beisham and Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara now, V'sar Beisham and B'chaseyem Adifa, does Beisham really hold that the bracha of the day goes before the bracha of Geffen? Is that true? For a time, we learned in the Bais, and Nichol Beis of Matz Shabbos, one who goes to his house on Matz Shabbos, Mavarach al Yayin, you make a bracha first on the wine, Valamar, and on the candle and the light, the Abbasam, then Abbasamim, Viachach Abdullah. So very clear, he's making a bracha on the wine first, then the Abdullah. Abdullah is like the Kiddush Hayayim, so to speak, that's the topic. And Yayin is the perfect heaven, and he's putting the Yayin before the topic of the day. Not like we're saying on Mishnah, he makes a bracha on the day first, and then the Yayin. If he only has one cup, if he only has one cup, he leaves it for after the food, and he makes the bracha on all of it after the mazon. Now, this price is clearly saying you make a bracha berpikafen first, and you're referencing the day later, not like we're explaining Beishamai in our Mishnah, that this is the first, this obvious tayinah. Nowhere in what we quote in the price do we say the author of this price is Beishamai. Yes, the kasha Beishamai, that Beishamai is our Mishnah, doesn't show this Beishamai the price, but we still have no proof that this statement, the price is Beishamai Bechal. Says, Mar, Vamai de Beishamai, who told you the author of this price is Beishamai? Don't be silly. Maybe it's Beisil. Mar says, no. Lo yisakadai, it can't be Beisil. Diktani, because it says in the price, Ma'ar, first the candle, Viachach Besamim, and then Besamim. Candle before Besamim says in this price. And who's the author that holds that? Uman Shamai Disli Haisfar. Now, pause for a second. In our Mishnah, everyone holds that. Beishamai and Beisil both hold that. So that would be a raya. In the Brisa that we call later, according to Behuda, which is how we actually rule, that's Gufa the Machlekes Beishamai Beisil. What goes first, Ner or Besamim? And Beisil says Besamim goes first, therefore this would have to be Beishamai. So according to Behuda, we have a good raya. But according to our Meir, according to our Mishnah, we don't have a raya. That's going to be exactly the Shakam Tire. Very straightforward. Says the Gemara, how do you know it's Beishamai? Because maybe it's Beisil. It can't be Beisil. The Kani Mar Vachar Besamim says Mar first, then Besamim. Uman Shamai Disle Haisfar. Who holds the Sfar that Besamim only comes after Mar? Beishamai. The title learned in the following Brisa. We jump and quote the Brisa of the Behuda from Amud Beis. So we're going to have the same Gemara twice today. Amar Behuda Lenechlo Beishamai Silel Amazan Shabtikil Bavel Shahib Besayif. When you have the story where you have one cup of wine for your meal, for your Brichas Amazan, and for your Havdalah. So there's no Machlekes that what? You make a Bracha on the Mazan first, and then you make a Bracha on Havdalah at the end. That's not the Machlekes. So what's the Machlekes Beishamai Silel? Amanechlo Amar Besamim on the Bracha on the Mar, on the light, and the Bracha on the candle, and the Bracha on the Besamim. Beishamai Aimrim Ma'ar Vachach Besamim. Ubisilamim Savach Ma'ar. The Machlekes Guf is what comes first, the Ma'ar of the Besamim. So we see Beishamai is of the opinion Ma'ar goes first, Beisil is of the opinion Besamim goes first. So this Brisa, which lists the Ma'ar first, must be Beishamai. So therefore, we have a steer Beishamai, because Beishamai Bas is saying you make a bracha on the day first, then you make a bracha on the Geffen, and in this Brisa, it says make a bracha on the Geffen first, and then make the bracha on the Avdallah. Says more 1 second. That's all good if you go like Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation. Who told you this price says like Beishamai? According to Yehuda, the way you just explained it, I can deflect and say, Dilma Beis Hillel, Rameir. Maybe the price is going according to Beis Hillel in Rameir, which is a very fancy way of saying, like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says clear, both Rameir and Yehuda agree, Ma'ar goes before Besamim. Ho Machlekes will be plugging Avdallah and Mazain, but there's no Machlekes about the Ma'ar going before the Besamim. So let it be according to Beis Hillel, and like Rameir and our Mishnah, and therefore we have no question. Says the Gemara, no, you can't say that. We learned in our Mishnah, that's Chazor of what we said in our Mishnah. We said in the Machlekes B'Shamay and Hill in the Mishnah by the Mazin and the Abdullah together. B'Shamay Aymerim Ner, first Ner, Mazin, Mazin's in the middle, B'Samim V'Abdullah. First Ner, then Mazin, then B'Samim V'Abdullah. So of course Ner is before B'Samim, but in between Ner and B'Samim is Mazin, and then Abdullah's at the end. U'B'Sil Aymerim Ner U'B'Samim, the first two is Ner B'Samim, then Mazin and Abdullah. First you have Ner B'Samim, then Mazin and Abdullah. So the Brisa, the Mar spells out for us, Pasim Brisa Tani, what did the Brisa say? Im ein elikus achar, if you only have one cup, manich lach ha-mazin, you leave it till after the mazin, umashal shakul achar, and you do the other blachas after the mazin. So it's very clear that putting mazin first is, in this Brisa, fits better like Beishameh in the Mishnah, and not like Beisilu says, first ner and besamim, and then mazin afterwards. The Brisa is saying, no, mazin doesn't wait till after the mazin goes first. The Chor, it's a raya that the Brisa must be like Beishameh, even in, according to our Mishnah's version, says the Gemara, Shmamina to Beishamay for the Bidur Behuda. It must be that this Brisa goes like Beishamay, and it must be if it's like a, it's going to Beishamay according to Behuda. And you're back to the question that Shamay in this Brisa is making the Geffen first and the day Avdala later. Unlike Shamay in the Mishnah, who says you make first a brach on the day and then the Geffen, we're back to the question. Come Kasha. So we're back to a question. We now have a stira. The Brisa, Shita and Beishamay is different than our Mishnah's opinions of Beishamay. Says the Gemara, you're right. Kasar Beishamay, Shiny, Iluye, Yaima Mafukiyam, Gishmakaterets. There's a big difference. One's Kiddush, one's Abdullah. When it comes to Kiddush, we want to sanctify the day first and then make Berbe Gafi. You know why? We want to sanctify the day as early as possible and, so to speak, delay making Abdullah to as late as possible. So if I have a Gafen and I have Kiddush, or a Gafen and Abdullah, I'm going to make Kiddush first, then Agafen, because I want to sanctify the day as soon as possible, then I'll make the Agafen. And when I'm leaving Shabbos, I'm going to make Agafen first, and then I'm going to say Avdala, because I want to delay leaving Shabbos till as late as possible. Says the Gemara, Shani Alu Yayma, Mafuk Yayma, leaving the day, bringing on the day is different than leaving the day. Alu Yayma, Kabin to Makdinu, Le'adav, the more I can bring the day in is better. Afuk Yayma, Kabin to Makdinu, Le'adav, when it comes to leaving the day, the more I can delay the leaving the day is Adav Keik, Le'adav Kamaslan, in order even more, it sounds like it's interesting. It's not just for keeping the extra minute of Shabbos. It's in order that it shouldn't look like a burden. If I'm rushing to get rid of Shabbos, so to speak, it looks like a burden. In order to avoid looking like a burden, this is actually the source, one of the explanations given in Shul on Matzah Shabbos by Chanukah. Well, first of all, that's the idea why you say V'hinayim. Part of the idea of saying V'hinayim, these psukim after Ma'ariv, is to show, we know we finished Ma'ariv, we know we said Atachan Adon already in Ma'ariv. We already said Avdala in the Shemar Esrei, but you know, we don't consider Shabbos over until we make our Havdala Akais. We want to say more psukim, more delay. Shabbos, let's hang on to Shabbos for a little longer. On Matzah Shabbos, on Chanukah, what do we do in Shul? You light menorah first, and then you make Havdalah. At home, you don't do that, but in Shul, that's what you do. One of the reasons given, why? Again, because this delays your lighting candles. Obviously, if you're lighting candles, it's really not Shabbos. But the point is, that till you make Havdalah, you're still Shabbos dick. We want to delay that the Havdalah as much as possible in order to keep the Havdalah Kamasan. It shouldn't look like Kamasan. That is one of the reasons given why, at least in Shul, why they extend and do the Menorah after, sorry, Menorah before Havdalah in order to delay Havdalah. On this topic, there's actually a beautiful shtickle from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that's Rav Yosher Ber's father, the brother of the Brisker Rav. He said a beautiful idea. He said, no, he agrees in concept. We want to delay Shabbos as much as possible, but the reason why you light the Menorah before Avdol and Shul, not after, is he says this whole different yisaid. Lighting Menorah and Shul is a mitzvah of tzibur. You're trying to make a mitzvah. There's a special bazunder mila of Pesuminisa of doing a mitzvah b'tzibur. He said that's why actually during the week, when do we light Menorah and Shul? During the week. At nights, when do we light Menorah? Just before Marv, in between Micha Marv, exactly. Why in between Micha Marv? Why not after Marv? Why in between Micha Marv? He said, because as long as the tzibur still has a mitzvah to do something together, that binds them as a tzibur. So therefore, you specifically want to light Menorah before Marv, where the tzibur still has this requirement to daven together the tzibur for Marv, so you're doing the Menorah, it's considered, it lends this concept of tzibur to the Menorah lighting as well. If you would light after Marv, everyone's already finished davening, even if everyone's still standing there, there's no longer a chiyuv to do anything together. No, it's not so much a matter of running out. The point is that they no longer have a chiyuv of doing something to Zaman as a tzibur, since they don't, so the Menorah, I guess, wouldn't be strong enough to bind it. It wouldn't be considered a lighting but tzibur. Says Ramesh Salveshi, therefore, Matzah Shabbos is very good. Matzah Shabbos, we light after Marv, because you're not going to light before Ma'ariv, obviously, it's Matzah Shabbos, you know, after Ma'ariv, but, still Shabbos, but after Ma'ariv, we prefer to specifically light before Avdala, because Avdala now will bind the Tzibur together, and like this, you light a Menorah before the Avdala, you have this element of Tzibur as well, even on Matzah Shabbos. So during the week, light before Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv binds them together as a tzibur, and Amat Shabbos, like before, Havdalah binds them as a tzibur. It's all a lumdus, a din of having the menorah be done as a tzibur, a nice lumdus shtickle for Mishnah Veshik, which all makes it play no role in our Gemara, because we're saying the reason is to delay Shabbos as much as possible. He's saying that's separate cheshbon b'chal by menorah, it's a cheshbon of tzibur. Okay. Says the Marvaiter, we're very busy over here with saving. Think about what's going on over here. The guy comes home, he needs to make Abdullah, he also needs to eat. He has one cup, so we're allowing him to eat, which we typically don't eat before Abdullah, right? We're allowing him to eat his meal, and or maybe it's the Shal Shiddah still, but we're allowing him to use the same kais for benching and for his Abdullah, and mixing in the Nair and the Bsam in there, because obviously benching al kais is extremely important. But says the Mar, but later in our Mishnah alone, the Mar is actually quoted from a Brisa, but we know Beisham is not so makbar on benching al kais. Vatran, we learned in a Mishnah, Balam yayin lachar mazon, if wine comes after the meal, im ain sham el kais, he only has that one cup, Beisham Armin, no problem. Mavrochel, I make a brach on the wine, seemingly means drink it, viachach mavrochel mazon, and then bench. My love, so wasn't the end of the Mishnah saying you make a bracha on that one cup of wine that comes at the end of the meal, drink the cup of wine if you want, and then bench, and even though you bench without a cup, it's fine. And Beis Hillel says, no, you wait to make benching, and then you make a bracha, because Beis Hillel's makbin to bench al kais. But it seems like Beis Shammai is not so makbin to bench al kais. So why are we having all these cheshbonos with Avdallah trying to make you bench al kais? Which the Rashba actually points out, why are we waiting to ask this question now on the Brais, which is a whole conversation, in the Brais of what the order is by Avdallah, Ner, Besamim, with Mazain. Why don't we ask the Mishnah? The halacha was stated, again, we have Machlekes in the Brises, Rav Meir's version of the Machlekes, and Rav version of the Machlekes. But Rav Meir's version of the Machlekes was clearly quoted in our Mishnah. Why don't we ask a steer from the Mishnah alone? Why do we need to go to the Brises? Rashba says, Enechanami, everyone knows, even according to Beis Shammai, there certainly is a mila to bench al kais. If you could do it, there's a preference. But the fact that it's a requisite, that wasn't clear from Mishnah. In the Brisa, it seems more clear that it's requisite. On that, ask the Gemara, you see it's not requisite, because the Mishnah alone, Beis Shammai is not makbid to drink, seemingly to drink the cup right before benching. Says the Gemara, no, you make a mistake in the Mishnah. When we said in that Mishnah that you make a bracha on the wine, that you have it, and then you bench, the idea is that you make a bracha and then you bench, but you leave the cup without drinking it. You make a bracha, you leave the cup overall for benching. In fact, more the obvious question, I make a bracha and I don't drink? Everyone knows you make a bracha, you have to taste the wine. How can you make a bracha and not drink it all? Mar says, no, the time you mean you make a bracha and then you drink a little bit. In fact, but if I make a bracha on the wine, taste a little bit, then I leave for benching, you know what I just did to the wine? I made it what we call. Exactly, very good. Behind pugum. Says Marv Amar, Tamai Pugmai. If you taste the wine, you make a pugum. I can't use it now for a bracha lakais. Says Marv Tamai Biyadi. You don't drink directly from the cup. You pour some from the cup into your hand, or modern day would be just into another cup. You pour some into another cup, and then you drink. Tamai Biyadi. Says Marv, 1 second. But now you no longer have a shear. We said you had one cup of wine. If you're pouring some out, what are you missing in the shear? You're missing from the shear. You had a lot there. You had a big amount in your cup, much more than a shear. In fact, the whole story was you only have one cup. If you only have one cup, we said, what do? Make a bracha now, wait till the benching. You tell me, oh, shtikotera. No, you make a bracha, take some out now, and then fill. But if you only had one cup, you never have that story issue in the first place. Gemara says, no. When we say you only have one cup, we meant you don't have two cups. You only have one cup. You have one cup plus. You have exactly the symptoms of one cup. You have one cup plus. No problem. So make a bracha on the cup. Pour some out. Drink from what you poured out. Don't drink directly from the cup. That'll make a pugum. Drink from what you poured out. Then refill with the little extra you have. Refill that cup. So tomorrow, trei lehavi umakad nafet. You have more than one cup, just not enough for two cups. Okay. You make a bracha on the wine and drink it. According to this version, it's black and white. Beis Shammai is saying, you make a bracha on the wine, drink the wine, and then you make benching. Clearly, Beis Shammai, according to this version, according to Bechi's version, is not makban having the cup of wine left for benching at all. How do we reconcile with the other whole conversation around Beis Shammai, what the order is, Ner, Besamim, Mazin, Abdullah? You don't care to have the cup of wine for benching anyway. Just leave it for Abdullah. Says Amar, you're right. According to this Brisa, we have Machlekes in Beis Shammai, whether it's a kapeta to have a kais left over for benching or not. According to the Rebbe's version, Beis Shammai is not makbid. According to the other version, Beis Shammai would be makbid. Now, quick idea before we see this next Gemara of Tum V'Tar, just quickly remind ourselves. We know there's we've done this multiple times, but it's always kedai to chazer. We know this idea of mace. A mace is avia v'esa tuma, right? The mace is the highest level of tuma. And after that, you have a few levels of avatum, someone who touches a mace. We have Shech V'Zera, Tumas Keri. We have Zav, Zayvai, those are all Avatam, very good, Sheretz, and the Avatam is able to make Rishon Tumah. Adam and Kalim can only become Tameh from an Avatam. Adam and Kalim can only become Tameh from Avatam. In general, we know tumas go down one madrega every time somebody's one level of tumah touches something else. It conveys tumah on a lower level, except for there's a few cases where it remains the same level. But for the most part, it goes down a level, fine. And Adam Akeem could only become tumah as what we call rishon tumas. They can only become tumah from an ava tumah. After that, Adam, people, and utensils cannot become tumah. What could become tumah lower than that? Food. Food, even chulin, can become tumah lower than that. And then even lower than rishon is by lofty food. So it says truma. And hektish, they can become even, food can be even become even sheni, and hektish can become even a truma, can become even a shlishi, hektish can become even a revi. But other regular chulin foods does not become a shlishi or a revi mikir din. There are banu mageza, because we have a concept of tumma zav, which is a liquid, which is gives off tumma, it's very serious tumma. So any mashka makes yadayim, it can be a sheni, the mashka, and it makes you a diamond to rishon. Remember, we said a diamond can only become tummy, really a person becomes tummy only from an avatama. And the Rabbanu Magoi is all the extreme that a sheni tuma, let's just do the math. You have av making a rishon making a sheni. This sheni now, which is two levels removed from the av, can go now and make a person's yadayim tummy again when it comes in contact with mashka. Sheni and mashka can make a person tummy. Why? Gzeira out to the zav. So keeping that in mind, there may be other gzeiras we'll have to mention as well, but let's start the next Gemara. Bisham Aymer. Tana Rabbanim. Bisham Aymer, Bisham says, Noitli yadayim, when a machikis the Mishnah, whether you wash your hands before Kiddush, make Kiddush, and then make a maitzi, or you do what we do, which is Beisil Shita, you make Kiddush, then wash your hands, and then break a Maisi. That was the Machlekes. What's the best essence of this Machlekes? Turn up on it. You wash your hands first. You then pour the cup of wine after your hands are already clean. Because we're concerned, if you allow him to pour the cup first, before washing your hands, we're concerned that maybe the mashkin that's outside the kais will become tame from his hands, the contract tumah from his hands, and then they'll make the cup tame. Right? The Gemara is concerned that maybe his hands will have this tumas mashka, and it will in turn go and make the cup tame. Says the Gemara. Why are you concerned? We're bothered, according to Bishamai, that if you pour the cup first without having clean hands, we're scared that some of the liquid that comes from the cup, outside the cup, may make his hands tummy, and his hands will make the clean tummy. Why are you makbid only from the liquid that comes out of the cup touching his hands? Why don't you makbid his hands directly? His hands will touch the cup and make the cup tummy. Philippi Yadayim has the kais, says the way we spoke about this already. Yadayim shnias heim ein shnias sheni eis shlishi b'chulin elay de mashkin. If there'd be no liquid involved, there wouldn't be a concern of hands making a kli tummy. Hands cannot make a kli tummy. A kli, kalim only come tummy from an avatama. Hands can't make a kli tummy unless the hands themselves had some mashka. The mashka rendered the hands, made the hands tame, and now we're concerned the hands can make the cup tame. Maybe says no. First, you pour the cup of wine and drink it. Then you wash the time. Why? Because Basil is nervous. If you say you do the time first, we're concerned that the water on his hands from washing, ironically enough, the washing itself, he may not dry his hands properly, which is very interesting. Taisa says that every time you eat bread, you have the same problem, and throughout the meal, this problem. Taisa says no. When you wash your hands for bread, of course you dry properly. If you'd wash your hands for kiddush, well, you're not touching the food directly anyway, and you're only washing hands prematurely because the ikar of washing hands was for bread, so therefore you're not going to wipe your hands properly. If you don't wipe your hands properly, your hands are wet, and when your hands are wet, you're going to be touching the clean, and it's going to have tumma. Says the Gemara, the liquid on his hands, the water that's still there that wasn't dried, will become tummy machmasakais. It'll get tumma from the cup. Now what's going on over here? Shammai was makbid that he's going to make the cup tummy. And Basil is being mocked, but that the cup's going to make him tummy. It's really based on a very simple machlekes. We're going to have a few lines for now. The machlekes John Basil, whether he can use a cup where the outside is tummy, whether he can use it for kiddush in the first place. Basil says you can. And therefore he's concerned that what's going to happen, what's going to happen is the water on his hands is going to touch the cup and get tumma from the cup. According to Shami, you're not using the cup as tummy in the first place, and therefore the whole concern would be somehow that his hands are going to convey tumma to the cup, not vice versa. By the way, the fact that we're talking about a cup where there's tumma on the outside and not the inside is again a rabbinic tumma. Typically, tummas go through and through. Dafka, a rabbinic tumma, is only on the outside of the cup and not on the inside of the cup. Says the Gemara, the mashkin shibidayim will become tummy, machmas the kais, and then in turn make his hands will still be wet, they'll touch the cup and make all his hands tummy, and now he's going to be eating food with tumetic hands. In fact, we have an Indu case that I am. Why is the cup not making the hands tummy directly? Why only because of the water? Let it be to make a tummy directly without the water. Again, ain't clean with Adam. The same way the Kli cannot become tummy without the water, so too Adam does not become tummy. Adam's like Kalim, does not become tummy without the mashka element added. In fact, we have an Indu the mashka should be seichai. Why does the cup, once the cup's tummy, why is it not transmitting tumet to the yayin which is inside the cup? We're talking about a Kli that became tummy through mashka. Again, this tumas mashka is a rabbinic tumma, and it only is matama the outside. To teichai tar v'gabe tummy. Again, it's a unique case on a biblical level. When the Kli is tummy on the outside, it's tummy on the inside as well. But over here, we're talking about a case where only the outside is tummy, it's tummy through mashka, and the inside is not tummy. It's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Kli shenimu achar mashkan. A Kli with the outside contracted tumma, achar of tummy, the outside tummy, teichai v'egnei v'aznei. The inside, even the lip, the rim, the ears, the handles, are all tar. Nitba teichai, but if the Kli became tummy on the inside, then nitba kulei, then the entire Kli is going to be tummy. So the Gemara explains now what exactly is the basis for the machlekes b'sham and b'sil. But Mike Mifliki, what's the machlekes? B'sham and savri aslo shamish b'kli shenimu achar b'mashkin. B'sham says it's usher to use a kli at the back became tamei mashkin. Again, we spoke about before this idea of a kli being tamei only the outside, not the inside, is rabbinic tuma. B'sham says you cannot use such a kli. Why not? Gazam shem tzaitas, because we're scared that some of the drops from the inside of the kli are going to touch the outside, and therefore we don't want the tli to making more tuma of his hands, and therefore you can't use the cup as tamei in the first place. Therefore, the fact that your hands may be wet from washing hands, and you didn't dry them properly, because it's not talking about bread, if you're washing it before Kiddush, we're concerned you may not dry it properly. That was Beisil's concern. Beisham is not worried about that because the Kli is not tummy on the outside anyway. Beisil says that no, it's and therefore Beisham says wash your hands before Kiddush. Beisil says that no, it's mutter to use the Kli that the outside is tummy mashkin because he's not worried about the nesaitis. The little droplets that come from inside the Kli, he's not concerned about. I mean, nesaitis leshchichi, not so common. The droplets to come out from inside the Kli into the backside of the Kli. So therefore what? You could use a clear tummy. Once I'm using a clear tummy, if I wash my hands before Kiddush, I may have my hands that are still wet, because again, we don't dry them fully necessarily when you wash it just for Kiddush. The hands, the mashka on the yadayim, will become tummy from the kais and make his hands tummy and mess everything up. We said in Beis Hillel, the Gemara says, the Braisa says, Davar Acher, in Beis Hillel, another point and why you can pour the cup first and then wash your hands for bread, and not wash before Kiddush. Take from the Tzidayim Suda, because you're supposed to have immediately following the washing of your hands is when you have the Suda. My Devracher, what is he adding with Devracher? Hacham on the Beisham. Beisil is telling Beisham the following. According to you, he says that's also to utilize a Kli where the outside of the Kli is Tamei Dikasuim Mishim Nitzaitis. So you guys from the Nitzaitis, Afilach Yadifa. Even according to you, still, this method that I'm saying, which is to drink first and then wash the hands, is preferable for another reason. You know why? To take it from the Tzidayim Suda. Because it's preferable to have Nisidis Dayim close proximity, right near the Suda. And therefore, you're right. Even according to you, I'm not worried about this Nisidis. But even according to you, that is worried about Nisidis, the idea of having the wash of the hands close to the Nisidis Dayim, right next to the Suda, should supersede your concern of these Nisidis. Okay, we said in the Mishnah Machlekes B'Sham Amir Mekaneach that a person wipes his hands on a towel and he puts the towel on the table. And according to Basil, you put it on the chair. Talk about it. B'sham, I remember Mekanech, you wash your hands on the napkin. You wipe your hands, I'm sorry, on the napkin. Now it's going to be moist from your hands for the water. Omani Chalshachin, you leave it on the table. Shemat Emer Al Keses. Because if you say you put it on the chair, Kazir Shemit Mamashka Shemapi Machavas Keses. We're concerned that the napkin with the liquid inside it can become Tameh from the cushion, meaning maybe the cushion has a din of a Rishon or a Sheni, and that cushion will now make the moisture, the mashka, in the napkin tummy, and it'll create tumma. And therefore, you leave it on the table. Fine. And once the mappa becomes tummy, it can go now touch the hands and make the hands tummy. And therefore, you leave it on the table. Fractum arm natame kesas la mappa. Why is Bishame so concerned? Let the cushion make the cushion make tumma let the cushion make direct tumma with the cloth itself. Who needs the mashka element, the water element? Why is he only busy because it's wet from the fact that you dried your hands in it? Let it become tummy because you have the cushion, the chair will make the kli, the towel tummy. So the more ain't clean tummy kli. a kli does not make another kli tame only when you have an avatum, like we spoke about before in Akdama. When you have avatum, it does that. Without avatum, it can't make tuma. So in our case, we're assuming that the chair may be a rishon or sheni that will make the mapatuma. Let's say water involved. The time they kiss the gavra the gufei, why can't the kush make the person tame? Same story. Ain't kli matam adam, kli matam adam again, unless it's an avatum. Beisil says no. You do put the cloth, the wet cloth, ala kesses on the chair. Shemat amal shulchan, because if you put it on the table, gazer shemit mashkan shemap machbas hashulchan. We're concerned that the shulchan will make the liquid in the mapa, the liquid in this cloth, in this towel, tame, fiyach shetam sa'ichlan, and then that will in turn go, abim tam v'da'ichlan. In fact, the Gemara's same question, v'latam ha'shulchan la'ichlan shebaseichai, the Gemara's bothered, I'm sorry, actually a slightly different question. If this concern that the table itself is tuma, so why don't we concern that the table will transmit tuma to the food on it? And now you can't say this, as far as we said before, that the adam or kalim don't become tame, unless it's avatuma, but they don't become tame from sheni, from Rishon Sheni Tuma, because here we're talking about food, and food could become tummy. Says Gemara, Hacha b'shulchan sheni eskinan. Over here, dealing with a shulchan that was a sheni, vein sheni is a shlishi b'chulin elidei mashkin. So Taka, if it was beer tables, a Rishon, it was a legitimate concern. It's a good question. But if we're talking about a case where the table is a sheni does not make a chulin into a shlishi. By truma, yes. By kachem, certainly even to revi. But by chulin doesn't make it into a shlishi, and therefore only through mashkin was there concern. Mike, mythically, what's the basis of the machlekes b'sham b'sil of here with the mapa? B'sham b'sari also shamish b'shulchan sheni. B'sham says also to mishdamish the shulchan sheni. You can't use the shulchan as a sheni. Gzeir b'sham b'chol truma. A gzeir for those who eat truma where it could become a shlishi. B'sil says mutter shamish b'shulchan sheni. B'sil says mutter to use a shulchan that's a sheni. Eichle truma is reasoning because those who eat truma, you have to worry about it to become a shlishi. Eichle truma are kanam. There's reason, they're very careful, and therefore you're allowed to use the table, which is a sheni. You don't have to be concerned about the people who eat truma. So therefore, according to Beis Hilda, using the table as a sheni, where's the better place to put the cloth? Not on the table because it's wet. Better place to put the cloth is on the chair. According to Reish Shammai, that you're not using a shulchan that's a sheni, using a shulchan that's not a rishon or a sheni, better to put the mapa on the shulchan. We're not no concern about getting any tumah from the shulchan because the shulchan is less than a sheni, and therefore the better place to put it is on the shulchan as opposed to the chair where it can get tumah from the chair. Davar acher, another point from Beis Hillel again. Ein tis dam khulun min atayra. There's no din of tis dam for khulun min atayra. My dam what's the end of the rakh? Come Beis Hillel bishamay. Beis Hillel bishamay bishamay the following. Ve khite me mayshna be gab ekhun de khashinan. Why is it by food that we're concerned about that getting tuma from the napkin? Umay by the tip from the towel, from the wet towel mayshna gab yadam le khashinan boy by the hands that we're not concerned. Afil hakh yadif meaning it's good taina, but even so it's adif, it's better to put the napkin on the table than on the chair. Why? Because there's really no din of natias daim for chulin. So mutav shitami yadayim. Blessed ekam edraisa. Let the yadayim become tami, which don't have ekam edraisa. The whole din is rabbinic anyway. Vayitamo eichlin des ekam edraisa. As opposed to, we'd rather protect the food as opposed to as opposed to the hands, because the food has a din to medraisa. The yadayim don't have this din of medraisa. Therefore, we'd rather protect the food more than the hands. B'sham Armin, we said the Mishnah Mechadim. First, you sweep up at the end of the meal. You sweep up the meal, the food, and then you make Marmachorinim. And B'sol says the opposite. Turn up on him. B'sham Armin Mechadim. That's the bias. Fachan Eli Daim. You do kibud. You sweep the house, and then you wash the hands. Shemata Imer Nightly Daim Tchila. If you wash your hands first, your hands are going to be wet. Nimtzat Mafsa Soyechlin. When you wash your hands with water, if there's any pieces of food on the table, you're going to get them soaked and ruin them, destroy them. But Beishame holds Tizdaim first. You shouldn't do my taima mishim pirurim because the leftover pieces of bread are going to get damaged. If the shamish is a tam chacham, he'll take away before my mechorin the pieces that are gzayis or bigger. And he knows to leave less than gzayis. We're not so makbar those pieces. Those pieces he'll leave. So therefore, Beisil says you could wash your hands before being mechab of the bias, because before sweeping the house, because even though you're cleaning up, you're going to take away the big pieces before you start cleaning up, and you're not going to destroy those pieces that are size exercise anyway. It's interesting, the Lashon, that if the shamash tamachacham, we know you're not allowed to use this tamachacham to serve you. L'chayr just means lafuki amaretz. Doesn't mean mamash tamachacham. Means if he's an amaretz, you have to be concerned. But if he's tamachacham, it just means he's not amaretz, then he'll know to take off the big piece and save it. Pirurim, little pieces of bread. The less like gzayis, there's no chiyav, there's no isser of destroying them. You're allowed to destroy them, even be a dayim, and therefore there's no concern to take this off the table before my mechorin. My kamifiki was machlekes b'sil savi, usher shamash amaretz. B'sil says usher to use the shamash amaretz. Not to be confused with what I just spoke a moment ago, which is you're not allowed to use the Talmud Chacham to serve you. Over here, opposite. There's a machlokes where they're allowed to use the Amaris to serve you. Basil says, you're not allowed to, and therefore the person using this for sure, not Amaris. Doesn't mean he's Mamish Avel Tzgayin. He's not Amaris, and therefore he knows the basics. It's mutter to use an Amaris for serving one as one's waiter. In the entire parak halachas like Beis Hillel, besides for this specific halacha about whether you clean up first or not, wash the hands first. Rabbi Shai actually had the version that Machlekes Beis Hillel, their opinions were flipped. That Beis Shammai is the one that says you wash my machrenim first and then you sweep the floor. And Beis Hillel is the one that says you sweep the room first and then wash my machrenim. And therefore, again, he's not arguing what the Pesach is. The Pesach is still the same, but now the Pesach fits like Beis Hillel because we inverted the Shitas. So it comes out that Halachas Beis Hillel in all the cases in the parak, including this case. Beis Shammai says, we spoke at this this conversation earlier. Beis Shammai says the order is Ner, then Mazin, then Berachas Mazin, then Abdullah. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikler Be Rav, he came to the house of Rava. Chazal of Rav Devarcha B'samim. She saw Rav make a bracha on the B'samim before the Ner. Amalei Michdi Beis Shammai Zil Amar Lepligi. In our Mishnah, Beis Shammai Zil both agree that the Ma'ar, the Ner, comes before the B'samim. The Tanan Beis Shammai Ner Mazin B'samim Avdala, first Ner, then Mazin, then B'samim, then Avdala. Beis Shammai Ner B'samim Mazin Avdala. So whole shaila is what goes first, B'samim or Mazin? But they both agree Ner goes before B'samim, and that was what we spoke out. Rav Meir's version of the Machlekes, which is our Mishnah. So how is Rava doing Besamim before Ner? Everyone who eats Ner goes before Besamim, says Gemara, no. Ani Rav, Rava responded, Basman and said, Zutivir at Meir. This is our Mishnah, which is our Meir's version of the Machlekes, Avir B'yuda Imer, Lenechlu B'sham Mesil, Al-Mazin Shutchila. Everyone agrees the Mazin in the beginning, Bel Avdolah Shib Seif, and everyone agrees Avdolah at the end of the four. What's the Machlekes is, what's in the middle? Al-Manechlu, what's the order of the middle two? Al-Mar V'Besamim, on the Ner and the Besamim, Shib Eshama Eimim Mar, Al-Mar first on the Ner, Mar, V'Achach Al-Besamim, Ubezil Eimim Besamim, Achach Mar. Besil says first goes the Besamim, then goes the Mar, and of course that's what we do, V'Am Rabbi Yechran, Nagwa Am Kvesil, Libidur Behuda. The Psak is what we do, is we do like Besil according to Behuda, which is we make a Guffin first, then we make Barim Ne Besamim, then we make Barim Mar Eish. On this lashon of bracha, let's just see one gemara. The lashon of bracha by Mer Eish, Beis Shammai the Mishnah says Shebara Ma'ar Ha'Eish. Beis Shammai Shebara Ma'ar Eish. Beis Hillel says Beir Ma'ar Eish. Amar Rava Bebarak Lama Pligi Debara Mashma. Everyone agrees the word Bara has a mashmais past tense that Hashem created. Past tense, which is a nusach we're looking for. Can you please give me a bayrei? The Machlekes is the word bayrei. Bayrei, who creates. Beis Shammai Savri. Bayrei das lemivret. It's going on the future. It's going to be created, and therefore that should not be the nusach abracha over here in our context. Beis Hillel Savri. Bayrei nami debar mashma. The word bayrei, you're right, taka means creates, current, and also can be mashma plural, a future, I'm sorry. But it also is mashma the past, and therefore it is a valid text for our bracha. Mas rebasiv. Rebasiv is a question. Yetzer ovari cheshech. You have three cases at least that we call in Pesukim, the Lashon Bayrei, and it's clearly referring back to what happened in the Sheishes Mebrachos in the days of creation. So it goes back on the past, the clear Raya, that Bayrei goes in the past as well. Everyone agrees that Bara and Bayrei also. Bayrei also means past. That's not a Shaila. Beshami can argue that. The Machlekes is Ma'ar Ma'ayrei. Beshami Savri. Chadan Haira Eka Benura. Ubesil Savri. Tuvanara Eka Benura. The Machlekes says, how many lights are in a fire? Is it one light? Is it one illumination? Therefore, it should be the word, use the word, you should use the word Ma'ar. Or is it Ma'ayrei? Is it many lights? Many lights in the fire, many colors, many lights in the color and the fire, and therefore you can use the word ma'irei. That's the machlekes, whether it's ma'irei or ma'ar. But everyone agrees bara ba'irei both can be past tense, and that can be used. But with the word ma'ar, you say bara. With the word ma'irei, you can say ba'irei, ma'irei. Tanya mihachi, armelam be'shamay, be'zilo be'shamay, harim ma'irei seish bar. There's many different colors in the, many different lights in the fire. Let's stop over here. We'll pick it up here tomorrow.